Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Am I the only one left that feels bad for Mark Jackson because he was with Steph Curry and all those guys and got him, was very good, winning record, but then was let go. And then all of a sudden Steve Kerr comes in, I think the next year, right? And won the title, and Kerr's got four of them now. So it's just this horrible feeling I have for Mark Jackson that he could have gotten more, you know, he could have been a part of this. It's like Doug Collins almost, like when he would broadcast with the Bulls, and he had been let go under similar circumstances, like winning coach. So I always feel bad for Mark Jackson in that regard. But I also realized I had an impersonation of Mark Jackson. And sometimes my impersonations are imperfect, and they are only one or two words, and that is the case here with him. But it is really simple. It is two names. It's Al Horford. Al Horford is one of the names. Al Horford. And the other one is Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart and Al Horford. Those are two players you got to – Al Horford. Al Horford is one of them. Marcus Smart is the other one.
Marcus Smart making plays. Al Horford. Big time shots this entire fourth quarter.
Al Horford. Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart making plays. Al Horford.
I think Al Horford's better. Al Horford. Marcus Smart. So maybe I've got it. Maybe I've got it all. But I just think Al Horford. He always, like, it's always got to be the full name coming out of Mark Jackson's mouth.
Marcus Smart making plays. Al Horford.
Al Horford. And you got Marcus Smart right over there. That's Al Horford. Kids, he's gonna be gathering the grandkids around. I want to tell you guys about an old player, Al Horford. Let me tell you about Al Horford. He got open. He made his three. Al Horford. And the same thing. Marcus Smart. His hair was green.
I really like your David Hall impression. That's probably my favorite.
Morning, Mike. Morning, Mike. Morning, Chris. Morning, Brandon. Morning, guys.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark. Morning, Mike. Morning, Mike. No, like Molly opened the show, like, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome into the show. And then, like, we're beyond the good morning, you know? And then, good morning. Morning. Morning, Mike. Morning, Mike. Morning, Molly. Morning, everybody.
Well, it's an appropriate greeting to start the show, right? I feel like everybody is welcomed in after David says good morning. Then it starts.
It is. And like I told Haw during transition, it is a wonderful manner. I mean, that is the way we should all be. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. It gets to a point where we as humans, when we know each other well, especially when we are doing our jobs and we all know what the jobs are, we just, you know, say, hey, what's up? Let's go. Let's talk. Let's go. Haw, that's his base. He needs a base. And the base is good morning and have a great show, guys. Have a great show, guys. Got to have that too, right? Like that has to, no matter what has been said already, great shows have been hoped for. Haw will give you the, have a great show. I think he gave me one of those today. Not sure. I'm pretty sure, though, I got the, have a great show. Have a great show, guys. Take care. Okay. Take care. Haw. Haw.